Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfing Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 478, Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 20, I Love Lothor.
It aired June 21st, 2003, the day after my birthday. It was so close. This one was almost for me. Written by Steve Slavkin, directed by Andrew Merrifield.
Yep.
Yep, that's it. I don't have any jokes about them yet. We don't have any bits or nicknames about old Steve and Andrew, because they're new, I think. I'm pretty sure. This isn't like the first time this season. I know we've heard those names this season, but nothing we've latched on to.
I don't know.
I guess I just don't have any jokes. If you're new here, sometimes I don't have jokes about the characters, the directors, and the writers.
This isn't Tuesday. What's going on?
Look, it's just because it's not Tuesday doesn't mean it has to be. It's all jokes Thursday, which again went terribly.
No, but it could be some jokes other day.
Well, it's going to be some jokes Friday. We're going to get the jokes. There's going to be jokes. I just don't have any yet. I got to get the joke juice flowing. It's early.
I feel like these two new names just slammed weird breaks on this podcast.
I don't know. I just looked at the names and I feel like I looked at an alien structure I wasn't supposed to see. And then my brain just shut down for a second. If you're new here, what we do is we pause recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and we talk about it. You can follow along if you've got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Ninja Storm's pretty good so far. Intermittently, it's bad, but that's just Power Rangers, baby. Y'all know how Power Rangers is. It's nice to know Ninja Storm isn't perfect. Did we talk about this on Monday already?
I think so.
Are we already looping this particular talking point? Okay. We're going to go watch I Love Lothor then. Maybe I can reset my brain.
Ninja Storm Ranger form.
And we're back, and we just watched I Love Lothor. And Josh, did you love I Love Lothor? I liked I Love Lothor.
I didn't not love it. You know?
I know. I thought this episode was pretty good, but maybe that's just because coming off the heels of the last one.
I also thought it was pretty good, and it has been 2 days, I guess.
It's been two whole days to calm down.
So it's been a long time. Yeah, I like Lothor nice, I think.
I liked it nice. HeyDragonJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. You can listen to old episodes up through Lightspeed Rescue.
That's right.
So, which is a good season that I've been thinking a lot about lately. Because it was just a good... I know there was some bad stuff, but hey, there's always bad... Like we said at the beginning, there's always bad stuff. But Lightspeed was pretty dope. There's also classic feeds, which are up through Turbo. In Space is up on one of them that isn't released yet.
It isn't out. It's a secret.
It's a secret hidden one that they need to get scooted over to the volume 2, which will happen at some point.
Look, let me tell you guys a secret. If you can't wait and you just have to listen to an old episode that's not in the archive or you can't access right now, if you go to heyjakeandjosh.com/morphinggrid/episodes/mg-episode-number.m4a, you can listen to it.
You can listen to anyone. I think that what a lot of people are looking for is the convenience of a feed that they can download it to and just take it with them on their phone.
Well, that is convenient for them, but less convenient for me.
Well,
and that's all I'm worried about.
Look, we provide a service, Josh, is all I'm saying. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphinggrid. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Play, Podknife, and Stitcher. That got away from me. I was trying to say Google Play again, and I don't know why. We're barely on Google Play when we are there. Why would I try to get us on there twice?
I don't know. They don't want us.
They
so
don't.
I don't know why you would try again.
We're on PodStation. That one might be real. Is PodStation a real one?
If not, let me try. Let me check.
If not, TM, TM, TM.
Pod.
I still got Podbay that I need to offload to somebody. I'd like to sell that to a tech startup who has more money than they need.
There is a pod station.
Ah, does it look okay?
What's
your initial impression of pod station?
Pod station is actually a Chrome extension.
Oh, okay, never mind. for listening to podcasts on Google Chrome?
That's what it looks like.
Okay. That's weird.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't understand Chrome extensions. They're like apps for your web browser, and I feel like that just doesn't connect with my brain.
Yeah, PodStation is a web podcast aggregator for Chrome.
They probably just grab all the feeds that are just floating out there.
Hey, aggregate all your podcasts and make them mad.
Now all podcasts are all aggregated. They're going to start throwing elbows like it's an Agnostic Front show.
To aggregate my... aggregate my favorite guts event.
Gotta get a piece of that radical pod.
Man, that joke would have been cool if I got it out the first time.
Hey, man, that's how half my jokes are, it seems, lately. Anyway, if you want to leave us a rating review in any of those places, we'd really appreciate it. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show, and we really appreciate it. You get early episodes, bonus episodes, and Pokemon stuff for our other show, and then, you know, the Frankencasts, which I have enough stuff to put the Frankencasts up, because those are going to be, I think, starting last season or the season before that, I said they were going to be exclusive to Patreon. I have enough to make one. I just haven't had time to pop one up yet, so maybe soon. Keep an eye out. They'll
hey,
be
Papa,
you know,
Papa one up.
Gotta
huh?
Papa one up. I make a good pizza. I make a good podcast. and the stuff that doesn't make the good podcast goes on Patreon.com/AJKandJosh.
You can listen to all the extra dough on Patreon.com/AJKandJosh.
Speaking of Patreon, we have some new patrons. Now, here's a couple that I said, yes, I did look at these, but I don't remember saying them. So I'm going to trust past me and not current me and start with the newest new one, which is Scotia B.
Thank you, Scotia.
And Bobby B.
Thank you, Bobby.
No relation. Sandrino S.
Thank you. Sandrino, is that it?
That's what I think it says.
Okay.
Sandrino, yeah. I wanted to say Scorpion, and because dyslexia is real fun sometimes. Charles L. is a new patron.
Thank you, Charles.
So is Janine J.
Thank you, Janine.
She was a guest on PWTU last week. Lucas E. is our newest patron.
Thank you, Lucas.
And that's all the new folks we got. Thank you very much, everybody. We really appreciate it.
Hey, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
It's really cool you to stop by and say hey.
Yeah.
That's all, you know. From 6 feet away.
Yeah.
Stop by and say hey from 6 feet away.
Hey, so we haven't really talked about how quarantine going in a little bit. It's not. It's not. Well, you know what I mean. How living in pandemic America is going. Because, like, everyone's sick of it and, like, we're sick of it. I do want to say, the weirdest thing that, like, made me physically angry the other day. So I work at a Target. By the time you hear this, I will no longer work at a Target. I will be free of that curse. It'll be very nice to just on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday just to sleep into whenever I want and not have to wake up early to call out if I don't want to go in. There was a guy was just meandering around, and I, as is tradition, I said, "Are you finding everything all right?" That's my way to do it because that puts the onus on them. That's not like, I would like to help you. It's just like, are you good? Are you good over there? Okay, good. And so he came up to me, pulled his mask down. Don't do that. Super. Thanks for wearing a mask in the first place, but don't pull it down at me. What was the plan there? And then he goes, and then like turns around and then comes back. And I was like, do you need anything? And he's like, no. And then put his mask up and walked away. And I was like, what the fuck was that then?
Why aren't you home?
What was this whole interaction? Get out of here. It was the weirdest thing. And I was like, he just basically was like, I would like to breathe near him. And don't. please, and thank you.
Please breathe away from me.
Yeah. Preferably your own house.
Here it's just, everyone thinks it's back to normal. I would say at most, and being generous, 20% of people shopping at Walmart have a mask on.
Ooh, that's rough.
It's packed all the time. We have arrows and stuff on the floors to guide people through aisles that nobody's paying attention to. And I do just want to say, I get everybody's frustration with everything that's going on, right?
Uh-huh.
But not only is the pandemic really revealing of everyone who's never been told no in their life.
Ooh, yeah, for sure.
It also is kind of revealing of everyone who's never worked in retail or customer service who's surprised that any of this is happening at all.
Yeah, it is inconvenient. You know what else is super inconvenient? Dying of coronavirus.
Dying, yeah.
Please, for Christmas sake.
Almost all the employees are not wearing their masks right anymore. They're either pulled under their nose or pulled under their chin. And just it's like
a cool chin decoration. Like, that's not where breath comes from.
Yeah, I feel like me and like three other people are the only ones that actually keep our nose and mouth covered the entire time we're on the sales floor.
Well, I hope you stay safe out there. It seems like a nightmare.
And it's like, the mask isn't for me. I'm wearing the mask for you.
Yeah. That's not keeping social contract.
Yeah, it's not keeping stuff out of me. It's catching stuff from getting to you.
That's the part that people don't understand, I don't think. Is it like, as I heard it said, if some people wear a mask but not everybody wear masks, that's like saying that's like putting a peeing section in your pool.
Yeah.
Like, this part is for peeing. Well, guess what? Would you go in that pool? No. Because there's going to be pee everywhere in the pool. That's how pools work.
Apparently,
that's 80, how air works.
80% of America is swimming in pee pools.
They love swimming in pee pools. Nasty, gross idiots. Anyway, we got a couple emails. Would you like to go over them?
No.
Okay, well, never mind then. You want to talk about
let's do it.
All right, first email's from James. Subject line is, snippet, snippet, good delay. So the reason why it was delayed from like March until September or whatever. And again, we're like ahead, and then we had a bunch of three parts, so we haven't read this email in a while, which came in on May 10th. James says, hey guys, it's James. I just listened to the snippet episode, and you were wondering why it was delayed. From what I researched, this episode was delayed from its original air date due to the then recent outbreak of the Iraq War, as it was felt that the original plot concerning a peace conference to try and avert a war was inappropriate. The show did finally air it later. However, I stated earlier, the original plot was for this to be a peace conference, but they substituted it for an environmental conference instead. Hope this clears things up. Glad you're enjoying Ninja Storm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I thought that they're like, I was like, it'd be weird. It's weird that they just delayed a environmental conference, but they wasn't. That was the save, I guess.
Right.
Maybe that's why there are so many banners saying, a Blue Bay Harbor environmental conference to be like, never anything else.
Isn't that also the first episode we get the name in?
Yes.
That is just everywhere.
Yeah, it's the first time they say it out loud, but then it's also the first time they
say it.
Show it 40 times, and we haven't heard it since, I don't think. Got another email from John. John says, hey guys, I can't offer you much Hurricane Drew, but I do have some weird fun facts in my brain about the series. We didn't read this before, did we?
I don't think so.
So according to some web specials, before Hero Taizen released Hero Taizen? I have no idea what that is. We're told that the series got its name from the popularity of Harry Potter in the early 2000s, as the book title translates to Harry Potter. That's the Massachusetts translation.
Yeah, fucking wizard Harry.
Like, hey, get some milk on the way back from wizard school, kid. Watch your pillowcases. Harry Potter to Kenja no Ishii. So we get Hari Kenja. So the whole title is Harry Potter no Kenja no Ishii, which I'm assuming means Harry Potter and something of something. I keep bumping my mic with my phone.
What a time.
So that gets shortened to Hari Kenja, which Hurricane is, I guess, to play on, to try to sneak the popularity.
Okay.
Maybe Space Ninjas is the Slytherin equivalent? I don't know. In the Space Hero Mama League, that's a thing that came out like a couple years ago, where like three Sentai, three of the lady Rangers from the different Sentai shows came back as their characters for like a either a miniseries or a movie or something, where but they were all moms now. So like they're moms, but they're still Sentai heroes and they got to go fight stuff. It's revealed that Hurricane Blue had her suit modified so she could breastfeed her son during battles if need be. That's one tough mom. Also, that's very cool that you would do that. You probably shouldn't bring a baby to a battle.
No.
I get if it's hungry, you gotta feed your baby, but like maybe save some.
But Jake, child care is closed right now. What are you supposed to do?
You know what? You're right. There's no where could she drop the baby off? I mean, presumably baby has dad. Maybe dad could grab a bottle and feed baby.
No, they both have to go and bring baby.
Oh, dang. You're right. Hurricane Ranger was definitely not my scene when I first saw it, but I'm really loving Ninja Storm with you guys. It's wild. I may have to go back and give it a second chance. I really love getting the chance to explore these later seasons with you guys. Much love. Thank you, John. I would like to track down Super Mama League and just see what it's about, having no context for anything. I just like the idea of super moms. I just like
that. Yeah, because every mom is a superhero.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, most of them, for the most part.
Yeah, every good mom is a superhero.
Every good mom is a superhero, yeah. So my shoulder's trying to crack, but it refuses to. I feel like I tore it, but because it's hypermobile, it doesn't really care about that, and it just kind of hurts, but it doesn't, like, it's not, like, unusable, and it just won't crack the way it used to anymore is mostly what's going on.
Welcome to 30, bud.
I hate it. I hate it so much. I gained so much weight all of a sudden. Like,
nothing cracks the way it used to when you're getting fat.
I just put on like 6 pounds and I'm like, cool, where'd you come from? And they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, it's because I stopped throwing the truck. And they're like, probably. And I'm like, cool, well, I'm going to not have a job. So I'm just going to get up early because I'll be able to sleep better at night. And I'm just going to go running in the morning now.
I didn't really start to like gain weight until I quit my job and then was unemployed for 5 months, and then
that'll do it.
My body was like, hey, you can't just sit around and eat and play video games anymore.
That is untenable, my man.
So now
you're not a kid anymore.
Now you have a pot belly. Way to go.
Mine just it's weird. It's the same structure as my dad's beer belly, but it's just not as big because it's not like I'm not like a 60-year-old man with a beer belly.
Pretty
but like,
much how mine is too. Since I've started working at Walmart, it's gone down to a more reasonable size.
It's firm. Like there's the muscles are in there. There's just like a layer of protection over it that I would like to maybe trim down a little bit. So anyway, that's old man update on our old bodies. Falling apart. Let's talk about a kid's show.
If you're still listening to this, we're about to talk about the episode now.
Jump in now, I guess. We start off with Mara and Capri. They're watching a sitcom. It's about a dad who won't let his daughter do something like a sitcom. I don't remember exactly what. I do remember him saying, when you're the father, you can make the rules. She's like, well, I'm a girl, so I can't. And he's like, what? And then Lothar comes in. He's like, this sucks. What you're watching, this is trash. And he's probably right.
Yeah.
So remember how we were worried about Lothar being too goofy this time?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was.
No, I think he was fine in this one.
Yeah, I don't think he was too goofy, which was nice.
It's weird how fine of a line that is, because I feel like he's one thing away, but he never gets it.
Yeah, it's like it is razor thin, because this is literally an episode where later on he will put on a sweater vest and do like sitcom dad jokes on a sitcom stage. But it's fine because you can tell he's like, I don't want to. Like, I think that's it. If he's being funny because he wants to be funny, it's fine. If he's being funny,
it's context. Is he actively being funny because that's not the personality of Lothar, really? I mean, he's a funny guy, but he's not like an idiot.
Yeah, sometimes he's jokey. I think it's just when it gets like too broad and dumb. That's when it's like, that's not Lothar. Because like there were episodes where he was like, hey, let me make a joke because I'm threatening you at the same time. And I was like, oh, I like that. That works. But
then when he's like put in a situation like this where the humor is he's just a fish out of water and wants to go home, that is fine.
Yeah. So nice job walking the line this time. So Lothar's like, I wasn't allowed to watch TV when I was a kid, and I turned out great. And then they're like, okay, well, hold on. And then there's like a smash cut to them like walking, talking. And they're like, well, we ran some Facebook groups. That's not what I wanted to say.
No, focus groups. I think it was Facebook groups.
They ran some Facebook groups, and they were like, well, Facebook groups says that 94% of people don't like you, and boys age 2 to 11 think you're threatening. He's like, that's not bad, I guess, right? Like, right. He's like, that's pretty good.
He's more offended that people don't like him, obviously, because he is an evil space ninja, so he wants to be threatening.
Yeah, but he's like, but I want to be liked at the same time. They're like, well, what if we use TV to broadcast you and people will start to like you? And he's like, how and why would we do that? And they're like, well, we have a monster. Here's Ratings Rat. And he talks like a director character from the show The Critic would talk. Do you remember the show The Critic?
Was that the cartoon?
That was the cartoon starring John Lovitz.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think about it all the time.
I don't think I ever watched the show, but there were a lot of commercials on Comedy Central.
Oh god,
which around this time I would have been super into.
For sure. There's a lot of commercials for that, and there were also a lot of commercials for, I think, a duck who was a therapist.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Do you remember Duck Therapist?
Yeah. These were all the commercials that were on between stand-up specials and Office Space.
And Office Space and Crank Yankers.
And Crank Yankers, which I guess is back now.
It's back. I saw a commercial for it the other day, and I'm like, why? Who was like, you know what we could use in this trying time? Crank Yankers.
They're going to run out of numbers in the phone book before the end of the season because nobody has a home phone, right? Especially a publicly listed one anymore.
Yeah, the only people they're calling are grandparents now. And that's just kind of mean.
It's just mean.
Anyway, so his name is like Mr. Ratwell or something like that. I don't exactly remember, but I just called him Ratings Rat.
I think Ratings Rat is much better than his actual stupid name.
He's like, I'm here to make you a star. And then we cut to Storm Chargers, and I maybe missed a line of dialogue. Storm Chargers is hosting a cooking class / demonstration?
No, yeah, it's a cooking class, and I don't know why, but everyone walks in and is like, hey, Kelly, why are you doing this? And she's like, hey, shut up.
Shut up. I think she said something about, like, Tori wanted to, and so we did a whole thing because she's a Power Ranger.
Corey.
I said Tori.
I said Corey.
Oh, okay. I was like, did I say Corey? Am I having an aphasia?
Tori wants...
This episode's got us delirious.
Tori wants to take the class, but that is, like, that's more of the reason why Cam is there, is to take it with her because she didn't want to take it alone.
Yeah, but then there's like a bunch of people there, and I don't think it's like a cooking in groups class because all they do is sit in lawn chairs and watch a smoothie get made.
It's a cooking lecture.
Yeah,
because everybody sits in their chairs and takes notes.
It's like a demonstration, but it's also a class. And I'm like, those are different things, like presentation wise. But whatever.
They just haven't got to the lab portion of the class yet.
Oh, right. I forgot. It's been so long since I was in college where we'd have a 4-hour lecture, then a 4-hour lab right afterwards.
Right. First, you take the notes, and then you apply them in the situation.
Then you put the lights up in the lighting lab. Because I went to film school. We didn't have a lot of real classes. We didn't have like a math lab. We just had math class and then that was it. And we only had math class for a month.
So, the only lab class I remember taking, aside from all the like computer stuff, obviously, is a graphic design major.
Right, that'll happen.
Those were like only labs. There wasn't like a lecture and a lab. It was just like, you go to the lab and we teach you Photoshop.
Here's how to apply gradients.
I did take biogeology, which would have been super interesting if I was a little bit older when I took it.
I also can't imagine the community college version of that is super robust.
It wasn't bad. We did get to like cast fossils and stuff in the lab portion.
Oh, nice.
So that was fun. But also like, community college loves when the lectures are just PowerPoints that the teacher reads off of for 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, they're teaching at a community college. They don't want to be there. you know?
Yeah, me either, man.
So all the boys are like, that's so stupid, Tori. This cooking class is so dumb and hilarious. It's so dumb that it's hilarious. And then Shane comes in. Cam comes in. Shane's already there. Shane and Dustin and Blake and Hunter all come in at once, I think. And then Cam comes in after, and he's like, hey, Tori, I'm here. And they're like, Cam, what are you doing? And he's like, Tori wanted a partner, so she wouldn't take the class alone. And Dad said, I need to get out of the house more. And now there's Ghost Cool Cam, Hard Light Cool Cam, hanging out.
Maybe. We don't Clam. Ever
His
see
name
it.
Is Clam. He's not in the, Clam's not in the episode, but I have high hopes.
I hope that this is a trend that continues.
I would love to see Clam back. I'm not going to lie.
No.
He was awful, but I do want to see. I just like Alpha 6, and this is Clam 6.
He's just Alpha 7.
So.
Or 8?
Then
I guess the one in InSpace would be 7.
That was 7, I think. Or that's just a reprogram. Who knows? Anyway.
6.1.
6.1 point B. This Leaf is in this one. This we put Red back in the game with this version. Shane's like, you're taking a cooking class? That's so dumb. And he's like, yeah, it's why? He's like, but it's a cooking class. And I'm like, what are you so...
They're...
What is this? What is this, Shane? What is this vibe you're doing?
I mean, this is... There's an implication here.
Oh, yeah. Cooking is gay, I think, is the implication.
This is for girls, and you doing it makes you gay. And
yeah. But then 100 babes walk in, and Cam's like, well, it has its perks. And they're like, let's do the cooking class, actually. So they all sit down, but we hang on Blake for a second, who looks at Cam and Tori sitting next to each other and goes, oh, great. I would say you should have made your move earlier, but you did. And you, then that got wiped from – that got obliviated.
Well, yeah, you maced her with stinky perfume.
that usually all chances.
That sets you back a couple steps.
That kind of puts you back at zero. So we cut to a set, I think. Or no, I think we're still on the spaceship. And Ratings Rat is like, I'm going to make you a star. And if I can't, we're going to use these love potion tablets.
This episode does the weird here as a B plot for no reason again,
Yeah, this one at least like connects with the other one in a way that they haven't.
It does. It's
been
just,
doing.
It's just frustrating because I feel like it could be a different episode and did not need to be part of this episode necessarily.
Yeah.
So he introduces the love tablets just so Lothar can punch them out of his
hand. Yeah, just smacks them out of his hands.
Just, I am so charming, I will not need those.
I have so much charisma. And to be fair, he does.
He's very charismatic. And they all spill over the floor toward Mara and Capri, who are like, love potion tablets, you say?
Ah. And then I'm going to put this in the dishwasher.
And then they're both just like, we want boyfriends now.
We need boyfriends. We're going to go. We cut back to the cooking class menstruation. And Tori turns around in her seat. Again, these are like the plastic lawn chairs that like you can get at Walmart that like stack up. They're like a hard plastic.
Yeah.
There was a tornado that came through Maine like 8 years ago, and the only real damage is it knocked one lawn chair over. It was one of these lawn chairs. And she turns around and she like aggressively leans at Shane, and she like puts her hand on the armrest of the chair, and she's like, I thought cooking was stupid. He's like, who would ever say that? Am I right? I think everyone should know how to cook. Ladies, and he like looks around like, haha, Tori, come on. But just the way she like aggressively leaned at him, I was like, oh, okay. She's fired up about this, I guess.
She's mad because she wants to learn about cooking and he's just here to score chicks, dude.
He's just here to get some chicks. Yeah.
He's disrespecting the craft.
Exactly. And she will not stand for that. I mean, she will, but she, you know.
No, she's a cooking champion, Tori.
Look, I could believe she would be an Iron Chef. I feel like that would be pretty cool. So then Kelly's like, now we're going to make our first thing, Storm Charger smoothies. And she just puts some stuff and then blends it.
She throws a bunch of stuff, doesn't say what she's putting into the blender, but then she's like, now add the yogurt. And then it cuts away.
I guess she was talking while Tori was interrogating Shane, and we just didn't hear it.
Well, then Tori has a big gap in her notebook.
Yeah, you're. Yeah, what fruit go in smoothie? I guess. I mean, honestly, though, you just throw whatever in there, right?
You can, but this is specifically a Storm Chaser smoothie.
Well, I mean, like, just copy what everyone else is doing. Do what I did in school. Copy what everyone else is doing.
Is that a brand of smoothie? Does Kelly have her own smoothie brand?
Is there going to be like a smoothie outlet as part of Storm Chargers where you come in, you get a skateboard and a smoothie? Bring in your bike for repairs, get a smoothie on the house.
Smoothie while you wait.
Mara and Capri teleport down and they are in the building, but they're like off to the side behind the cash register, I think.
I don't know what's happening because they teleport in and they're, I guess, in disguise.
They're disguised in a way.
But they're just in like
hippie outfits.
70s stoner outfits.
Capri's hair is still pink because it's always pink. So hers is a wig still and it looks like a wig. And Mars is probably also a wig, but it looks better because it's like natural hair color. But yeah. It's like a lot of like those like dirty hippie braids that are like this close to being white people dreadlocks.
Yeah.
It's not a great look, but, like, she pulls it off in a way.
Yeah.
So they are talking about how they have one tablet, and the thing is, like, it's, like, two Tide Pods. It's big. And she's like,
It's two Tide Pods stuck at the corner.
Yeah.
To make a heart shape.
It's a heart. And she's like, all right, we're going to drop this in one of their drinks. They're going to fall in love with us. Then one of the rangers, one of the boy rangers, they're kind of specific about that. They're like, yeah, there's five boys. We just need to get one of them. Even though we know they did a triple kiss back in the turtle episode. And he's like, we just need to get one of them. So the odds are pretty good. They're going to help us take over the world. Uncle will be super happy about that. And I'll get a boyfriend. And Mara's like, this is my plan. Why don't I get the boyfriend out of this? She's like, shut up. That's why. And then they fight over the love potion tablet, and it shoots up in the air and then lands in Blake's drink.
Well, two of them shoot up and land.
Nope, just one of them.
Really?
Yep. Because what happens is Blake drinks it and goes, ooh, that tastes weird.
You're right, you're right.
He's like, that tastes weird. And Cam's like, really? Let me try. And so he takes a sip of it. And they get this like this effect where like a glowing pink heart like glows on their chest for a second. And then that's how you know they are love potioned.
Yeah.
And then we get a close-up fisheye lens of them falling in love with Tori while Sims making sex music plays.
This is so weird. So it's like a Cupid's arrow. You get hit by it, and then when you look at someone that you're attracted to, you fall in love with them.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, because they're both right next to Tori. She's just, like, right there.
She's the girl in front. Neither of them fell in love with Kelly or I'm assuming Megan is probably the other one. Megan's back. She's helping Kelly out at the demonstration.
There was in the credits at the end, Kelly's is always first.
Yeah.
And right underneath Kelly was just cute girl.
Cute girl. And that's the girl that she has a very specific way of saying something, but her accent broke all the way through a word and it sounded way different. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I forget what Tori says, but she's like,
yeah, I don't remember exactly what happens. I know it goes back and forth between Cam and Blake, and Tori's in the middle just like, what the hell is happening to me again? Why? Why always me?
This is the problem with being the only girl on the team. Yeah. Is this stuff always happens to me.
At one point, Cam says something like, hey, I want to take you out to get ice cream or whatever.
Let's go get ice cream and take you on a nice date.
And it pans over to Blake, who's just like, back off. And it hangs on him for a second, like he's gonna keep talking, but he doesn't, and then it pans away.
The first thing that happens is she's like, oh, that, it's not a lovely bunch of roses or whatever. I forget what she says, but then he's like, nothing's as lovely as you. And she's like, oh, that's sweet, Cam. Thank you. And then Blake's like, Tori's mine. And then, like, it just goes back and forth. And Tori's like, I'm going to go. Okay, I'm just going to take a couple steps back and leave. Oh, no, sorry. I forgot about the whole food fight. Blake, they argue a little bit, and then Blake grabs, like, a powdered substance and then just splashes it on Cam, and then Cam grabs it and throws it at him. And I think it's either Shane or Dustin's like, food fight!
Seems like Dustin. Then, seems like a Dustin thing.
It seems like a Dustin thing. Then everyone starts food fighting, and it looks like a Nickelodeon show. Just this gack flying all over the place.
Mara and Capri get super gacked.
They are not happy about it. Shane and Hunter and Dustin are like covered in slime. Like they just got slimed on Figure It Out. They're so slime.
You said the secret word. The
which is figure. The secret word is what?
Yeah.
It's like, Michael O'Malley is clearly gonna get slimed now. Or Steve from Blue's Clues. Or Danny Tamborelli. Someone's getting slimed.
It's always Danny Tamborelli. I feel like late enough in any episode, if he didn't get hit, they'd set him up.
I specifically remember one of the things that could, like, the secret thing that would make you get slimed was being Danny Tamborelli.
Yep. Yeah. Got him.
And they got him good.
That'll teach you, Lil Pete.
Take that, Lil Pete. So then everything is all gacky. Mark and Capri are like, well, that didn't go the way we wanted, but I think it'll work out for us in the end, I guess. Anyway, now we're all gross. We gotta go take a shower. Bye. So they leave.
That gack is in Capri's wig, and it just is stressing me out.
It looks, yeah. This wig, you need to throw it away.
You have to throw it in the trash. It's ruined.
I follow a lot of cosplayers on Instagram. I know for a fact they could get this. They could clean this wig right up like it was nothing. But to me, a layman, throw that wig in the garbage. It's done. So then later, and we know it's later because they're in different outfits and they're not covered in gack anymore. Tori's just like going somewhere. She's just like on a walk, going somewhere, minding her own damn business. And Blake and Cam run up, but then they see each other and they start like fighting to see who gets to her first. And they get up the stairs and they're like, Tori, wait. And she's like, oh, hey guys, what's up?
Is this immediately after, or is this hours?
I mean, like, I don't know.
In the day, I don't mean in like, is this the next
chronologically
thing?
Yes, it's right after. I don't know, because it, like, I feel like it's later that day after everyone went home and changed.
I think so, because she just left Storm Chasers and now she's like in the city.
Yeah, because they're in like different shirt.
Yeah, is she? I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Oh, well, her shirt in the what was Tori wearing? Her shirt in the Storm Chasers was like a tank top, and then now she's wearing that like blue button up short sleeve. That she wears a lot.
She went home and changed after the food fight.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know if she got hit. I don't remember seeing her get hit. I know all of the girls behind them.
Everybody else in the building got hit.
Yeah, which I feel like that would be like a as a teen, like that's that gets your motor running when it's a bunch of teen boys and girls throwing food at each other. I feel like that would probably work out for Shane pretty well, but definitely not Tori, who just would like to go home now. So yeah, so she's going. They stop her, and then they're like, "I have a present for you." Blake's like, "I have a present," and she's. It's like, here you go. And she opens it and it's a socket set. And she's like, oh, thanks.
Thanks. I love wrenches.
It's a socket set. And then Cam goes, stupid and impersonal. You would know.
Cam says, I know what every girl wants.
Yeah, it's not what you want to give them. It's what they want. That's the right. And I know what women want in a gift.
It's like. It's like Cam growing up had a lot of like friends who were girls and would like go hang out at their house, and he just saw this in all of their bathrooms. And he was like, this is what every woman wants.
They must love this.
Acne face wash.
It looks like a bottle of Goo Gone. but
they swap the label out.
Yeah, they just switched the label out for your face. And Tori hands both of these gifts back. She's like, I need to be alone right now. I'm just going to, okay, anyway, bye.
Because she still hasn't figured out, like, that they're under a spell or anything. To her, they're just, like, being super weird all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'm assuming she's, like, a teen girl who's like, oh, cool, now my friends are in love with me. Great, I love this. I'm gonna go.
She's trying to give me f-ing face wash.
I have face wash. I have the good stuff. I don't have the nuclear green face wash that rips your skin off.
No more zits. No more skin.
No more skin. Can't have zits if you don't have skin. That's a pro tip from me to you. No skin, no zits. Ooh, I just had a real bad mental image. I'm Boise.
Was it no skin still zits?
It was no skin still zits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's bad. That's a bad thing to think about. So she like walks away. We stay on Cam and Blake and they start like fight, like arguing. But then Blake's like, that's it. Samurai Ranger versus Thunder Ranger at 3 o'clock at the beach where we always fight.
Yeah, the fighting beach.
The fighting beach. And Cam's like, oh, I'm going to go to the fighting beach at 3 o'clock and I'm going to fight you. I am. And so then we leave from there and we go see Tori, who's just like walking by a TV studio. And she's a bunch of Zackies like jump under some scaffolding and go inside. She's like, why are Zackies at a TV studio? I should investigate. And then she goes in. She like hides for a second. We see Ratings Rat, who's like, and Lothar's like, how is this TV show going to work? How do we know it's going to work? And Ratings Rat's like, well, because TVs is magic, you see. Everyone loves a TV show. And it looks at the camera, which, like, I swear to God, Sensei actually does later. Like, he dunks on TV and then looks straight at the camera. Yeah. Like, you're watching TV right now, you stupid putts.
You dummy.
Tori gets caught by Zergane, who's like, this is a close set. Please escort this trespasser to her doom. So she starts fighting some Zackies on a TV studio set.
It's a pretty good fight because there's props.
There's some good props. There's also like a lot of good like redirects. Like she's not like just punching them. She's doing a lot of like getting away from them while hurting them, which I think is always a fun time. Then she gets caught by like 40 of them. They just like a bunch of them grab her and they throw a net on her. And as everyone knows, nets in TV shows are unassailable.
You can't
especially
get out
Power
of a
Rangers
net.
Can't get out of a net. So then she gets like tied to a cactus like she's Jesus.
Yeah,
it's not necessarily a crucifixion, but it's like pretty close on a fake cactus.
It's weird.
It's a little weird.
It's a little weird. And also the way she gets out is just like, what were you thinking?
Who tied this knot? Zergane was not a Boy Scout. I'll tell you that for free.
No, because it's just like a shoelace knot.
It's a slip knot. Like, she just slips it. She literally uses her teeth to get to undo it. So anyway, we go back to Stormchargers. Everyone's sitting down. And Kelly's like, all right, now it's time to the part of the demonstration where we watch the 3 p.m. cooking show. What kind of class is this?
Well, look, Kelly has a hangover, and so it's time to watch TV in class.
Okay, there you go. The secret trick of all. That's the day I learned that teachers were people, too, yeah. Is when I learned that the reason we're watching a movie instead of doing anything like we would normally do is because my teacher is hungover because they're a person, and you know they were just out late.
Yeah, so they turn the lights off and put on Bill Nye.
Here's Bill Nye, the science guy. I'm going to take a nap. Actually, five episodes on this VHS. Don't wake me up.
Did your teachers ever just leave when they put the show on?
Sometimes they just left.
Yeah, they would like leave the controller with someone who sits in the front of the class.
Yeah, they're like, hey, whoever the teacher's pet is, goody two shoes. You're in charge for a minute. I'm going to go to the teacher's lounge and like drink some gravy to try to sweat this out.
I'm going to go to the wood shop and take a quick cold emergency shower.
So yeah, everyone starts watching TV, but I Love Lothar is on. And it's literally like, it says I Love Lothar, but there's like a human heart under it instead of like a heart. And he's just in a sweater vest like, hi.
With that big cheesy like making fun of old TV shows grin on his face.
Yeah. And Dustin's like, hey, I check the TV listings every week, which is the thing you used to have to do if you wanted to know when things were on.
There was a whole magazine about it.
There used to be a whole magazine about it. And also there was a channel that just told you what was on.
Hey,
that channel sucked because you always missed the channel you were looking for.
Have you ever thought about the logistics of TV Guide? And how absolutely insane it must have been because every issue had to be exclusively regional.
I think a lot of them, because I used to get TV Guide when it stopped being the little digest and went to the magazine where it was also about TV stuff.
Oh, see, I only had like a little digest that was like a couple editorials in the front, a crossword in the back, and then just TV then listings.
Yes, yeah. I used to get the one when it was like about TV shows, but then there was also like the pages of TV listings. And a lot of the time it would just say like local listings. Like, that's all that's on this channel. Whatever channel ABC is, I don't know if it's 9 or 40. What did you have? What was your ABC channel when you were growing up?
ABC was probably...
Because it's Channel 9 in New Hampshire.
I'm trying
to... There's also Channel 5, which is ABC from Boston, but...
I can't remember where CBS, ABC, and at the time UPN landed. One of them was Channel, like, 3 and 4. I think that was CBS. So I think ABC was Channel 5.
Ooh, got two channels. Well, yeah, you must have been, because it was 5 for us, and that was, but the Boston version, and you were closer to Boston than we were. We had WMUR, which is the only New Hampshire channel, the only channel that covers New Hampshire stuff. That was 9.
And then UPN was channel 8.
That's weird. I had DirecTV for a long time, so mine was UPN 38.
I don't remember what 9 was. Fox was 10.
Fox is 25. Wrong.
Local, like Athol TV was 13. MTV was 24. Nickelodeon was 25. VH1 was 26.
This must have been like cable. We had DirecTV, yeah, so all of our channels were in the 200s after you got past the local stuff.
This was Time Warner. And then like Cartoon Network was 39. Comedy Central was 41, I think. The ESPNs were in that 30 range somewhere.
Okay. I still remember what all the channels were when we had DirecTV. I also remember most of the Prime Star channel lineup. But that's because I'm a weirdo. anyway, so they all sit down. So Dustin's like, these are not in the listings. We should go. It's on every channel, too. Like, they're trying to change the channel, but they can't. So they run to leave. Then we cut to the sitcom. Which were not, I wish it would have been like a 4-camera, like sitcom looking thing, but it was like from behind. We were watching it from mostly behind the cameras, not like from the camera. So we saw like the director and stuff.
Right.
I would have liked it if it was like just here's the show.
If we get to see the show.
Yeah.
I was really confused what was going on at first because Lothor is like, hey, honey, where are you going? And he runs up to Capri, who is playing his daughter.
Yes.
But I didn't get that until it showed Mara, who was his wife.
Yes. Which is weird.
It's weird because that's their uncle.
But we know they're not actually related because he's from Earth and they're aliens. But at the same time, it's still weird.
Unless Sensei has some explaining that we haven't heard.
Where is their Water Ranger sister who got exiled way earlier? She went to space way earlier.
Sensei has, or Cam has some sisters.
Cam's got some sisters. That would be weird. Oh, by the way, Mara's weird. Your sister. Sorry about it. Yeah, so she's like completely dressed like in like 80s punk. Like, she's got a mohawk and, like...
Well, yeah, because she's a teen.
She's a teen on a sitcom. And he's like, where are you going, young lady? And she's like, the library? And then there's, like, a little bit of a laugh track. And they're like, okay. And then Mara, who is the mom, is like, it's so nice that you're focused on your studies. This is exactly a joke that would have been on a sitcom.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. So the problem is that they are... tanking in real time despite being the only thing on television.
Yeah, everyone just turned the TV off. That's the thing about all these, like, we've taken over all the TV stations and are broadcasting whatever we want, is that a lot of people, when they realize that they can't watch TV because, like, the president is on or whatever,
yeah,
just shut the TV off.
Turn off. Read a book. Watch a movie. Play Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo.
Yeah. I guess at the time it would be GameCube. You could play GameCube.
Play Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
Yeah. Get those chow drives. Feed your chows that chow juice. Get them big and strong.
So you can race them. Why do you race them? I don't remember.
I don't know. Eventually, you're going to have to turn one of them into an angel and one into a devil. Look, so we all, okay, that's a given. It's got to happen. So just feed them the chow drives.
Sometimes they look like Sonic, and sometimes they look like Shadow. Apparently, sometimes you can make them look like Knuckles, but you have to put something on their head to get their hair flat.
Yeah. You gotta give him. You gotta give him a little echidna to eat. Remember how you'd also feed him animals? Just eat this giraffe.
Yeah.
Eat this little gorilla. The little gorilla was adorable, by the way.
Little gorilla kicks ass, and he would give your child gorilla arms.
And it was great. So they're tanking in real time. So they're like, all right, turn up the love subliminal messaging. Someone cranks a heart dial to like up and it broadcasts like hearts out. And then all the girls watching the TV fall in love. And Kelly goes, I never noticed how much I love Lothar before. And then the girl next to her.
Except she says half of that in her full accent.
Yeah, like half it's in her full accent. The girl next to her, who also has an accent, goes, hold on, I wrote
this,
it down.
This is who we're suspecting is cute girl, yes.
I think this is cute girl. She says, and this is what I heard with my ears, I want to mate him right now.
That is also what I heard. I think that's what she said.
Now, I know she probably said meet. I want to meet him
I'm
right now.
I'm not convinced.
But... the New Zealish accent has done a thing to the word meat to make it something wholly inappropriate for children's programming. So cute girl wants to fuck Lothar right now.
Right now. She can't wait.
And I don't think she's the only one, because all of them get up and go, let's go there. And they just rush the studio like they are, like it is Beatles mania again.
Well, before all this happens, did we talk about this? How Sensei called them and was like...
They call him in like a second.
Oh, in a second. Okay.
I think it's like right now.
Right. Because the three of them rushed out. Four
they
of them?
Left earlier.
Three
yeah.
of them.
Three of them. Because Cam and Blake are out having a pissing contest at the beach, at the fighting beach.
And Tori's captured.
And Tori's tied to a Cactus Jesus style. So they're hiding, like, Hunter, Dustin, and Shane are hiding in, like, a stairwell. They're, like, around a corner, and they call Sensei. And Hunter also, his accent comes out when he says broadcast. But it's like he tries to hide it but can't, so he's like, broadcast. And it sounds like he's not from anywhere, but it's just like, I know you tried, and I appreciate that about you, Hunter. And they're like, yeah, where is it coming from, though? And he's like, Sensei's like, I don't know. And then 900 girls run by, and they're like, probably this way, because he says like there's a subliminal message going out.
Yeah,
so because there's
then,
that,
and then one of them is like, yeah, he's trying to like rot everyone's brains through the TV.
That's later. That's when Tori gets free. Yeah. So we cut to Blake and Cam fighting. They're just fighting. They're getting their butts all wet in the beach sand. That's it. That's all that's really happening, is they're just throwing each other's butt first on the ground and like monkey flipping each other over so their butts and backs are all covered in wet sand.
At one point, they do that lock up where they just like hug each other.
And then like shake.
And they like rock back and forth from side to side and then flip each other over.
It's like they both do an arm drag to each other at the same time.
Yeah. Which isn't possible unless you're... like doing it on purpose.
Yeah,
like I can't throw you down at the same time you throw me down.
Exactly. Yeah. So then we cut to Zergane telling Ratings Rat that it's working, that all the women love Lothar, because you can hear like banging on the doors and being like, we love Lothar.
It's TRL outside. There's girls banging on the windows. Yeah. They're holding up signs that are like, put me on TV.
Yeah.
Like, we love Limp Bizkit.
I don't think anyone's ever said that except
Limp Bizkit was number
Sunny
one,
Kiss.
Baby. They've topped TRL charts at least one time with Nookie.
What a bad song. What a bad song to be number one total requested live. Someone had the hubris and the confidence in themselves to call Total Request Live and say, I want you to play Limp Bizkit's Nookie.
It was me. I did that. Because I needed to see the Backstreet Boys unseated from the number one spot.
I mean,
in retrospect, Larger Than Life, easily the better song. Easily
much
the
better
song. At the time, I was like 13. I just wanted that Nookie, baby.
Well, we all did at 13. We were just horny and angry the whole time. And here was some guy in a weird hat yelling about it. I guess some people like that.
It took like 25 minutes to get through just to say like,
yeah, because so many people like, were doing it.
Limp Bizkit Nookie and then hang up because I like panicked.
Because you didn't know, you didn't think you were actually going to get through. So he's like, all right, so obviously it's working. It's Total Request Live. I hear one girl's yelling about how much she wants to fuck Lothar. She's really ready to go. And also, here's the thing though. There were some Rangers fighting at the beach. So you need to go deal with that, ratings rat. And he's like, but I'm the director. And Zergane's like, I will kill you right now if you don't go. And he's like, you got it, chief, and leaves. Because we cut back. I thought he was saying like, oh, we spotted some Rangers outside in the crowd too. But no, he definitely is talking about the beach because we cut to the beach where they're still like grappling at each other. And then ratings rat pulls out his crossbow and shoots them 100 times.
Yeah. So you know how directors have love magic and crossbows.
Yeah, you know. Well, he's a rat too, and so.
Yeah, I mean that's probably the most accurate part.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
It's just weird because nothing about this monster says director, and all of the TV stuff is American footage.
The only thing that it really does anything with is that he has a big heart on his chest with like a circle and an arrow pointing down, and I have no idea. What that's supposed to, what the plot was from.
I don't know what Care Bear symbol that is.
That's bad ratings, Bear.
But the writers saw that and was like, oh, like I Love Lucy, the TV show. This is a TV episode.
Yeah. Oh, like I Love Lucy, clearly. So then we cut to Shane and Hunter and Dustin. They're like looking at all like the women screaming again, like they're outside TRL. And Shane's like, hey. Lothar's a creep. Why he's brainwashing you. And Kelly looks at him and goes, no, we love Lothar. Kill them. And then they all start rushing after the boys to rip them limb from limb.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. In defense of their beloved Lothar. So they can maybe get on this sitcom. Which, by the way, if you're filming a sitcom and someone is screaming outside, you can't film the sitcom.
Well, because no, that's why they had to stop filming.
Oh, maybe you're there. You go. You got me there. Zergane like walks. Zergane and Lothar go out like the back door, I guess, on a smoke break. There's nothing set up. They just literally go out a side door for a minute for no reason. This is when Tori leans over and bites, like grabs the end of the wrist restraint with her teeth and just pulls it straight through and releases her hand. And then she calls Sensei.
She could have done this the whole time.
Yeah, but like I guess Lothar and Zergane and all the Zackies were there, so she's just kind of waiting for her moment, maybe.
I guess.
So she calls Sensei, and she's like, Sensei, Lothar's trying to brainwash the world through TV. And Sensei dead stares at the camera and goes, he's a little late for that. Got us. Sensei, damn, you're cold, Sensei. You've been hanging out with Clam too much.
Stupid kids and their dumb TV shows.
Who would ever watch a stupid idiot TV show still dead staring at the camera right at me? And he's like, hey, you should go down to the, I don't know what's going on with Blake and Cam, but they're being shot at by a big rat. You should probably go help them at the beach. You know the one. We go back over there. They more? No, it's not yet. They're still like fighting and Blake's like, I'll take care of this. And Cam's like, no, I'll take care of this. And then they start fighting again. Like, this is not the time for that.
No, but they're under a spell.
What's this have to do with
which
love
is
and
Tori? Like, yeah, that's the thing. It's a love spell for Tori, and they're, like, fighting over her. But she's not involved in this in any way after the gift-giving incident until, like, right now.
So, but also, it definitely looks like Cam and Blake want to or are about to kiss.
Oh, yeah. No, they get right up in their faces and they make eyes at each other.
They're getting real close to each other. So then they morph and they fight more. And then Tori runs up and she's unmorphed. And there's two Power Rangers with like their samurai sword and then the thunder stick, like the thunder staff just like cross. And there's like, argh! And Tori runs up right between them. She's like, hey, guys, the alien is right there. Right. Like that one's the alien that we fight. And they're like, this isn't about you, Tori. I mean, it is, but it isn't.
This is exclusively about you, but also not at all. Shut up.
But then she like gets on the other side of them somehow to be like, guys, snap out of it. But then she gets blasted. She morphs like right in time. She, yeah, like, turns around and says, oh no, Ninja Turtle Ranger form, and then morphs.
She sees it coming so she doesn't get shot by lasers in her human skin. Like,
yeah. And so she gets blasted and she lands. And the boys, we come back to the other boys, Shane and Hunter and Dustin, and they are hiding behind, like, under stairs, like an outside staircase. And as, like, all the girls run by, like, where are they? We're going to kill them. They're like, oh, my God. And then they're like, okay, Sensei, what do we do? And he's like, hey, go to the beach. You're needed down there. And so they go down there. They leave from there. Then we cut to Tori being like, you're under a spell. You need to stop.
How did she know that? How did she figure that out?
I assume she heard Ratings Rat and Zergane and Lothar talking about it while she was tied up.
That's fair. There.
But, like, Ratings Rat goes to shoot her again, and the boys, like, stand in front of it and shield her, mostly because she still gets shot again a couple times. But they get shot more, and she's like, you're under a spell, you gotta break out. And they're like, no, because it's time to tell you how I really feel. And then Blake, like, stands up in front of it. He gets shot like 1,000 more times.
He gets shot so much.
He's about to fall, but he like straightens up. He's like, no. And then he gets shot again like 100 times. And then like, all right. And Ranger Dad's like, all right, cool. He's dead now probably. But then like the smoke clears. He's like, no. I love Tara. And he like staggers at him and just punches him in the gut one time. Tori's mask is down at this point.
Yeah, she pulls her mask down to try to tell Blake, like, hey, like, you're gonna get shot to death. Stop.
You're gonna die.
At one point, Ratings Rat shoots this, like, super mega blast at him that explodes, like, 3 explosions behind him and sets off a bunch of sparklers.
Yeah.
Which is like, he should be dead, but instead he's just like, no!
No!
You will not shoot Tori!
And then he's like, it's time, I gotta tell you something. But then Ratings Rat gets back up, and I think that's when he shoots him like the last time. And so he's still standing, he walks up, he punches him one time, and the guy, Ratings Rat, falls down. He's never been hit before in his Care Bear patch. And then Cam's like, you win, Blake, and throws him his, like, because he got disarmed. His little gravity thing got disarmed. So he throws it. Blake does, like, a spin thing. We're in Sentai footage now, by the way. He does, like, a spin thing and puts his Thunder Staff over his shoulder, and the thing lands on it. Like, the grabby hand, like, lands inside out. And so now it's, like, he's got a super grabby thing with a long arm. And then he gets his own, like, little special move animation where, like, everything gets dark, and he just, like, beats the hell out of a Ratings Rat.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because every time it's from, like, Ratings Rat's side of the fight, the background behind Cam is total just black.
Blake, you mean?
Yeah, behind Blake. It's just totally black. And then, but when it goes the other way, Ratings Rat is still on the beach.
Yeah.
So it's just a little weird. I don't know what's going. Is he in, like, you know how they have that one where they go, like, behind the screen in Shadow Fight?
Yeah.
So they have, like, little pocket dimensions they can do special moves in?
I think so. I mean, this happened, like, before. Like, I don't know if, like, you remember in Zio where, like, Rocky would pull out both of his, like, blue hand axes.
Right, and it's just the attack animation is filmed in a studio on a black backdrop.
And so it's just, like, it's just, like, wah, 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 but then it cuts back, and then, the guy dies in real world. I think it's just one of those. And so they don't film you fighting the rat every time.
Right.
Because it's got to be a different monster every time he uses it, even though we've never seen him use it before. But it ends with him grabbing the rat by the neck with his thing and just holding him up in the air until he blows up and dies. So there's that. He strangled him to death.
Yeah.
And he's like, nothing can beat the power of love. Maybe he says that before. He says that at some point.
Yeah, he does say that. Man, he just really killed that guy.
He just really killed him. And so Ratings Rat is dead. And we go up to Lothar, who's, like, kind of dejected about it. He's like, oh, dang. Also, the heart pops out of him. And Cam. And then we, like, cut away to the girls, and the hearts pop out of them. They're like, where are we? What are we doing here? This isn't cooking class.
Kelly has her, like, I love Lothar sign. She's like, why am I holding this? And just throws it on the ground.
Everyone puts their pitchforks down. They stop trying to find Shane and rip his legs off for saying bad stuff about Lothar. So then, so they run up as Blake is going to town on him. So they're there. But Lothar's like, oh man, all right, well, I guess grow him. Hope we don't get a rerun.
Yeah, I hope this isn't a rerun. It is. So, it's going to be.
It is. So he grows and he's big now. And then Cam and Blake are like, we'll handle this. And Hunter's like, yeah, me too, because Blake can't really do anything without, because he needs the other robot there. So right. I'll help. I'll go in too. So then they go and they make the Thunder Megazord and the Samurai Star Megazord, and I guess they just kill him immediately. I know at one point he gets like the Ranger Rat shoots at Cam and Blake like saves it with like their weapon. Like, yeah, he blocks it. Just like, and he's blocks like, cool. It.
Yeah, then they come together into the Samurai Thunder Megazord or whatever. Thunder Samurai Megazord, one of those two.
Yeah.
The other three Rangers are just on the ground with their like face masks open and they're like, wow.
Shane's like, or Dustin's like, wow, a new combination. I can't wait for this toy to be purchasable at your local retailer.
And then they just shoot Ratings Rat with like 1,000 lasers and he blows up and dies.
Yeah, Thunder Samurai Star Megazord thing is basically just a gun bot. He's yeah. got a bunch of guns and cannons coming out of him. And then he blows up. And then we come back to Ninja Ops. Cam like sits up. He's like, oh, I feel like I have a love hangover. And he says hangover?
He says hangover.
So like that's a little mature for... for Power Ranger, but he's like, hopefully, if this is how it feels, I hope I never fall in love again. And Blake's like, yeah, same. But then looks at Tori and goes, I mean, not under a spell, though. and then
is it hot in here?
And then, well, you're in leather, so yeah.
Yeah, probably.
And Tori's like, hey, before, when you said it's time to say the truth, what were you about to say? And Blake's like, I was, and then Shane and Hunter come in. And they go, hey, we got a peace offering, and they got a big plate of fried chicken. And they're like, okay. Like, yeah, sorry your cooking thing got ruined. We know you're looking forward to it, and that's kind of a bummer. So we made you this fried chicken.
Yeah, it's presented in a – we have some homemade fried chicken here.
Some nice – I have never seen fried chicken made in anyone's home that looked like this.
That looks anything like any chicken you would get from any chicken place.
Yeah, because this is a fried chicken place version.
Well, Tori even says, like, hey, this is weird because this looks good.
This looks good, and that's strange to me. And they're like, well, what can we say? And then Dustin comes in with, like, 40 boxes of takeout stuff. He's like, who got takeout? Is it chicken? I'm super hungry. And they're like, Dustin!
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, so when does homemade food come in a bucket?
And then Cam just grabs a drumstick and starts, like, noogieing one of the other Rangers or something.
Yeah, like, Hunter and Shane, like, do a, like, ah, we're busted kind of thing. And then they start, like, clowning on each other. But then, like, everyone gets up and they all start goofing around. And then Hunter's like, ah, Dustin, you know, like, ah, you blew it. And it's just, like, fun time. And then the episode is over.
Yeah, and then Sensei looks at the camera and calls all the kids stupid again.
And goes, I bet you stupid kids like Kentucky Fried Chicken too, huh? Idiots. And then nobody watches the show anymore because the little guinea pig called us idiots to our faces.
Shamed us out of Power Rangers.
Yeah, weird. So anyway, that's the end of the episode in Power Rangers. Thanks, Sensei. Josh, you started.
I did.
I'm going to say the best is... Ooh, I don't know. What is the best? I don't actually know.
I'm going to best that last scene with the fried chicken and everyone like horsing around, because it's
yeah,
the scenes of the Rangers being teenage friends, is they're just so few and far between now.
That's like the whole the series started out so strong on that, and I was hoping that by adding more Rangers we would just add more of that, but we didn't.
And instead it took away from it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to best that too, because that was very fun. A supplemental best goes to Punk Capri for just getting the right spots. The worst is I don't know how to put this. The worst is Cam and Blake fighting over Tori, even though it's a spell. It just the way they were doing it, like I could tell Tori was uncomfortable by it, and I didn't like that.
I I mean, yeah, that is all true.
Oh, no, no, no,
I
sorry.
I don't feel as bad about it as I did when Danny was fighting with that boy over...
Oh, yeah, like, okay, which one of us will win Kendall?
Yeah, and Kendall was just kind of like, hey, don't, but also barely a character.
But yeah, so. But then she's like, don't, and then faded away. She turned into flowers, and no one noticed her for a while. actually, I've changed my mind. The worst is Shane going, cooking classes? That's pretty gay, don't you think, basically? Yeah. That sucked, Shane.
Yeah.
That was very 2003 of you, and that pretty much sucked.
And then as soon as there was babes, he was like, I love cooking classes.
JK, love cooking classes.
Because I'm just like, kind of gross.
Because again, it's 2003.
Yeah.
And that's where we were at the time, I guess. Is that your worst as well?
Yeah, I can't think of anything else, really. Because the other stuff was, like, under a spell, and so I kind of give it a pass in that, like, evil magic made them be gross.
Yeah.
And also, like, whichever one of them won, Tori was going to be like, no.
Yeah, you know how anytime anyone is ever like, we're fighting over the girl, the girl's like, well, I will go with the winner. Absolutely. those are the rules.
It happens every time.
Yeah, you know.
Just like in the jungle.
Yeah, that's how animals work. It's how people. No, that's not how. No one. That's not how it works. MVP is Tori.
Yeah.
Number one, having to put up with that and not being like, how about I just, I don't know, crumple you two into balls,
yeah,
and throw you in a garbage can for a little
just,
while.
Just like spin kick them into hell.
Yeah. for not doing that. Also, her just very aggressive lean at Shane was like very good. I just really like that. Like, hey, I thought cooking was stupid, huh? Like, right in front of, like, God and everyone, just, like, putting him on blast.
Tori's character, I think, is the most consistent. Maybe Dustin, too.
Dustin and Tori are definitely the most.
But Shane is all over the place. Cam is, he's really weirdly, like, hot and cold sometimes.
Yeah, Cam's makes sense because, like, this episode I realized, like, when he's like, yeah, Dad said I should get out more, I was like, all of Cam's friends from before, if he had any, got turned into Boba and put in a prison on a ship. So, like, maybe he doesn't know how to hang out.
That could be.
And, like, he's just giving it a shot. And, like, so that I can understand. But, yeah, I think Tori's pretty consistent. Dustin is, like, very consistent, which is why I love Dustin a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, going to give it to Tori. Now we got to rank the episode.
I think we're looking maybe toward the upper middle, finally.
I think so. I think we can finally break the halfway point.
So there's 12 rated episodes.
Yeah. There's a 3 and a 4 and a 3-parter.
Number 6 is Looming Thunder.
Yep.
Which I don't remember.
That was the one where Dustin met Blake and Hunter and was like, I gotta go biking with my new boys. You just don't get it, y'all. But mostly he just like lost a backpack, and that was like the point of the episode.
I think this is more fun than that. Above that is Snippet Snippet Good, and I think this is better than that too.
I think so too. Above that is Nowhere to Grow, which is the plant episode with the Goosebumps dad. And I think I like it more than that one.
I think so.
But I don't like it more than Pork Chopped.
What happened in that?
Okay, so Pork Chop is the one that Christina was on where Tori kept going between the two places. She kept having to like jump between.
Oh, right.
The two things, and they were stuck in a kung fu movie for a minute with Big Pork Chopped Man. I think that one was more like zany, and that made it a little more fun. But this is pretty comparable.
It is, but I don't know if it's better. You know.
Yeah.
I think Below Pork Chopped.
Okay. So coming in at number 4, I Love Lothar. All right. And that's going to do it for us for today. Let me see if I have the episodes pulled up. Oh, boy. Do you know what the next one's called? Do you want to know what the next one's called that we're going to watch on Monday?
Oh, I don't know.
So on Monday, we're going to be watching Good Will Hunter. So that's a time capsule.
How you like them apples?
Get ready for a lot of those. So we'll talk about Good Will Hunter on Monday.
I can't believe we have to watch a whole movie.
Oh, it's maybe that'll be a two-parter then. We don't watch the whole movie. On the upside, how wild would it be if Robin Williams was in a
a Power Rangers episode.
And no one told us ever. Not even once. That'd Matt be Damon? Wild.
That's Matt Damon, right?
Yeah, Matt Damon, yeah. Ben Affleck, Robin Williams.
All the hits.
Maybe Jennifer Connelly. I feel like Jennifer Connelly was in it, but I don't. It was just some brunette is in it. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, Jennifer Connelly should be in that movie. Anyway, we'll figure out which brunette actress is in that one on Monday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Hold on 1 second. Are you perchance going to get food? Okay. Okay. Yes. Hey, you gotta do your oil change today.
Yeah.
You're welcome for reminding.
You reminded me as I'm getting dressed to go do
it. Yeah. You're welcome. That's what big brothers are for.
Yep.
yeah. If you want to get like a food,
okay.
That would be dope too.